हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Sloka number 25. अतासौ युग संध्यायाम् दस्युपायेषु राजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर्जगत्पतिः। अतासौ युग संध्यायाम् दस्युपायेषु राजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर्जगत्पतिः। अतासौ युग संध्यायाम् दस्युप्रायेषु राजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर्जगत्पतिः। अतासौ युग संध्यायाम् दस्युप्रायेषु राजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर्जगत्पतिः। प्रायेषु राजसु नाम्ना कल्किर्जगत्पतिः। अतासौ युग संध्यायाम् दस्युप्रायेषु राजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर जगत्पति अकाशो युग संज्ञाया दस्यु प्राये सुराजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर जगत्पति अकाशो युग संज्ञाया दस्यु प्राये सुराजसु जनिता विष्णु यशसो नामना कल्किर जगत्पति विल रीड वो टू वर्ड मीनिंग अत देर आफ्टर असौ द सेम लॉर्ड युग संध्यायाम एर द कंजंक्शन ऑफ द युगास दस्यु प्लंडरर्स प्रायेशु ऑलमोस्ट ऑल राजसु द गवर्निंग पर्सनालिटीज जेनिता विल टेक हिज बर्थ विष्णु नेम्ड विष्णु यशसः सरनेम्ड यश नामना इन द नेम ऑफ कल्किहि द इंकर्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड जगत्पतिहि द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएशन देर आफ्टर एट द कंजंक्शन ऑफ टू युगास द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएशन विल टेक हिज बर्थ एज द कल्कि इंकर्नेशन एंड बिकम द सन ऑफ विष्णु यश At this time, the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Here is another foretelling of the advent of Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Godhead. He is to appear at the conjunction of the two yugas, namely at the end of Kali Yuga and the beginning of Satya Yuga. The cycle of the four yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kalki, rotates like the calendar months. The present Kali Yuga lasts 432,000 years, out of which we have passed only 5,000 years after the battle of Kurukshetra and the end of the regime of King Parikshit. So there are 427,000 years balance yet to be finished. Therefore, at the end of this period, the incarnation of Kalki will take place, as foretold in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The name of his father, Vishnu Yasha, a learned Brahmana, and the village Shambhala are also mentioned. As above mentioned, all these foretellings will prove to be factual in chronological order. That is the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च ये कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. Reading the translation again. Thereafter, at the conjunction of the two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as the Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu Yasha. At this time, the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. Okay. Few months back we were discussing the 12th canto. So in the 12th canto, Sukadeva Goswami, while at the end of the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami tells, here is sitting the Suta Goswami. So this same Suta Goswami will repeat this Bhagavatam in the future. So that is mentioned there in the 12th canto. So as predicted by Sukadeva Goswami, at a later point, Suta Goswami comes to Naimisharanya and he meets the sages headed by Savanakada Rishi, and they ask him 6 questions. One of the question is, please describe about the Leela Avataras of the Lord. So this chapter is answer to that particular question. So various Leela Avataras, 22 incarnations are described. 20 incarnations who are already appeared, and the 2 incarnations who will appear in the future at the time of writing the Srimad, at the time of Suta Goswami speaking it. So they are the Buddha and Kalki. So total 22 incarnations are described, and today is the last verse, last incarnation, Kalki. And in the next verse it comes that these are not the only incarnations. There are so many other incarnations, like the rivers. So, here it is mentioned, Yuga Sandhyayam. So, he appears at the junction of the Kali Yuga and Satya Yuga. So, generally, Sandhya means junction. We also tell, Dhyayam, Stuvam, Tasya, Yasya, Trisandhyam. I will meditate and I will glorify you. Your glory is, O spiritual master, in the 3 sandhyas, that is Pratas Sandhya, Madhyana Sandhya and Sayam Sandhya. So that is 72 minute period. So if we see the Pratas Sandhya, it is 48 minutes before sunrise and 24 minutes after sunrise. So that is the time when the devotees do the Sandhya Vandan, etc. So that is the junction between the day and night. So night ended and day is beginning. So that junction, 72 minutes period, is called Sandhya. Similarly, for the Yugas also, there is Yuga Sandhya. Yuga Sandhya means, for Kali Yuga, 36,000 years is considered as the Yuga Sandhya. So now we are actually, it is mentioned Kalki will appear in Yuga Sandhya. We are also there in the Yuga Sandhya only now. It is in the beginning, first 36,000 years. Now only 5,000 years passed. Similarly, in the last also, 36,000 years are the Yuga Sandhya. At that time, Kalki will appear. So, and Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the cycle of the 4 Yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, rotate like the calendar months. So, it is, they keep cyclic concept of the circular concept of the time. If we see the modern way of thinking, they feel that time is linear. So it started at one point and it is progressing in unidirection. For example, I might have done some mistake in the past. Now I can't go back and rectify it. Because also I know what mistakes I have done in the past, but I don't know what I will commit in the future. Future I don't know. Or even if I keep a glass of kada, drink it, and hot kada if I keep there, it will become cold only, but on its own it will not again get heated up. So that's why they say time is unidirectional. It will go from one point to other point. That's why previously the people are like animals, and Iron Age, then Bronze Age, and so many ages. So then the present people are the most civilized people, like that the modern people say. But actually, if we see the Vedas, they give the cyclic, circular concept of the time. Time, actually, we see the hours, and they become 24 hours, it become day, and again next day will come. Like that, 30, it will become a month, again next month. So year, in this way, seasons, the seasons are keep repeating, the three seasons. So in that way, what we can clearly see that time is actually circular. So that's what, and they say that the present generation is not the most civilized. If we see the Vedas, actually the people are more civilized than the now, even advanced in technology. Now whatever the technology has, all that existed in the Vedas, they can see from here, all the mystic yogic powers. Without any gadgets, they have all that powers. And also, previously, they used to eat in golden plates and all. Now we are eating in steel or plastic or thermocol. So how can we say that this is the most advanced age? So we need to understand why these technical topics are discussed. So I was hearing one class by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. He was sharing his experience with His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. So Maharaj was giving class and Maharaj told, after class Maharaj told any questions. So one devotee raised his hand and he told, when Hiranyakashipu lifted his hand while doing the tapasya, all the higher planets, they get heated up. So Maharaj, why it happened? So, and Maharaj did not appreciate that question. Maharaj told any other question. So then in the same class or some other class, Radhesham Prabhu asked the question, Maharaj, I am not getting this Brahmaji's life duration. He has 3.11 trillion years. So then Maharaj told, okay, give me the marker. And Maharaj started writing, deriving the whole thing. One day equal to 1,000 Divya Yugas, one Kalpa and same night. And he repeated everything. But somewhere in the middle, some mistake happened and it did not come to proper. So Maharaj told, you come and meet me in the afternoon. So Prabhuji went to Maharaj's room in the afternoon and Maharaj gave a paper with all the detailed calculation, which is finally resulting to 3.11 trillion years. So Radhesham Prabhu asked Maharaj, Maharaj, why did you appreciate this question? It is a technical question, which is involving the calculation and all. So Maharaj told, see, our acharyas, they have taken so much pain and time to describe all these details. If you see Prabhupada, many places he describes about this calculation. Whatever the our acharyas has taken out time, we should also take out time to discuss them, explain them, and understand them. So that is how Maharaj explained. So we'll see some of this technical thing. And so in Srimad Bhagavatam, this whatever avatars that we see, they all come in the, which belong to this day of Brahma. Now we are in the 51st year, first day of Brahma. So 50 years are already done. So 51st year, in this day of Brahma, whatever incarnations, they are only discussed majorly in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in a day of Brahma, 14 manvantaras are there. So the first manvantara is the Swayambhu manvantara. So there are many incarnations appeared in the Swayambhu Manvantara family itself. So he has Uttanapada, Priyavrat, Akuti, Prasuti and Devahuti. So in Uttanapada dynasty, Prudhu Maharaj appeared. Then in the Priyavrata dynasty, Rushabhdev appeared. Then in Akuti lineage, Yajnavatar and Devahuti's son is Kapila. So all these avataras, they appeared in the first Manvantara. And also in the fourth Manvantara, Gajendra appeared. Lord Hari appeared to save Gajendra. So Gajendra pastime not happened in this Manvantara. It actually happened in the fourth Manvantara. And in the sixth Manvantara, Samudra Manthan happened. So that is where Dhanvantari, Mohini, Murti, Ajita, all these incarnations happened. And also Lord appeared as Narasimha Dev and Varaha to kill Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. That is also happened in the sixth Manvantara. Otherwise, we generally think Satya Yoga, Hiranyakashipu came, Ram came in Treta Yoga, Krishna came in Satya Yoga. Actually, these happened not even in this Manvantara, previous Manvantara, Narasimhadev came. And in the seventh Manvantara, the Manvantara that we are there now, so this is the Vaivaswata Manvantara. And each Manvantara has 71 Divya Yogas. So, 1000 in a day of Brahma, 1000 by 14, that is 71. 71 Divya Yogas. In the seventh Divya Yoga of this Manvantara, Vamana appeared. And in the 17th, Parasuram appeared. And in the 24th Divya Yoga, Lord Ram appeared. So, and in this particular Divya Yoga, we saw Krishna Balaram and Lord Chaitanya, Buddha and Kalki will appear in the future. So in this way, Vedas, they are describing even the future events also. About the appearance of Kalki, because they know the past, present and the future. So that's why we need to know the Vedas are the actually the knowledge, authoritative knowledge, perfect knowledge. Otherwise, we all have the four defects. So with whatever four defects, someone sent a photo of Yeshu. So some of them see it as a grey color and some of them see it as a pink color. So both are deriving knowledge, but different knowledge. One is deriving knowledge as pink, another is deriving as the grey color. So what is truth? So because with our imperfect senses, we always get the imperfect knowledge. So we need to always follow the Vedas. And here it is mentioned, at this time the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. So at the end of Kali Yuga, the rulers will become like the plunderers. Now itself we can see the situation. At that time maybe everyone, all the kings may be having Swiss bank accounts. So Prabhupada in one initiation ceremony, Shyam Sundar Prabhu started telling. So here is, her name is Kalki Devidasi. So Prabhupada told, oh very good, Kalki is the avatar who will come in the future. But his name and address is already given. So all the devotees started laughing. Prabhupada told, no, no, don't laugh. This is Shastra. Shastra means it will happen. So they will come in the, he will come in the future in a Sambala village. So Prabhupada some places mentioned it is Sambalpur, which is in Madhya Pradesh. And his father is Vishnu Yesha. And he rides on his horse named Devadatta with a sword in the hand. And he almost kills by the millions those thieves who have dared dress as the kings. So we can see Jayadeva Goswami Ashtakam also. Mlecha nivaha nidane kalayasi karavalam, dhuma ketu mevakim api karalam, keshava drita kalki sharira jai jagadisha hari. O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Kalki, all glories to you. You appear like a comet and carry a terrifying sword for bringing about the annihilation of the wicked barbarian men at the end of Kali Yuga. So that is the business of Kali Yuga, Kalki avatar. Whenever the earth is burdened by the population, not exactly the number of people, but the Radhika Vallabh Prabhu tells the burden comes what the population is doing. So they are doing all the sinful activities. So Chanakya Pandit tells, "Kor da putrena jatena yona vidwan na bhaktiman." So what is the use of a son who is neither devotee nor learned? So similarly, when this as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, when the Varna Sankaras come, when the materialistic and atheistic people increase, then the Mother Earth will feel burdened and she prays to the Lord, "Please reduce my burden." So at that time the Kalki avatar comes. Many avatars came. Krishna came, Krishna killed some demons, but when Kalki comes, he almost kills the most of the earth population. Because the situation of Kali Yuga is godlessness. There is no difference between man and animal at the end. So man and animal, there is only difference is the religion. But they reject the religion completely. Godlessness will come. That is what. Otherwise, intelligence is there for animals also. But regarding the eating, mating, sleeping and defending. So one crow, it opened the tap and it started drinking the water. Because the intelligence is there. It knows how to open the tap. But the intelligence only restricted to the eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But the human beings, the special quality is to understand the God. But in Kali Yuga, especially at the end of the Kali Yuga, complete godlessness will be there. So at that time, Kalki will come because they cannot be trained anymore. Now we are all getting trained under some spiritual master. But at that time, there is no spiritual instruction will work. So only the way Lord can help them is by killing. Because whomever he kills, that is also a mercy to the such people. So that's why Prabhupada mentions that in Kali Yuga means quarrel and unnecessary spending of the money. So Prabhupada is at one place and one reporter asks about the moon landing issue. So Prabhupada tells, "Should I flatter you or should I tell you the truth?" So the reporter asks, "Tell the truth." So Prabhupada tells, "It is simply wasting of money and time. That's all." So Kali Yuga means doing all these such kind of things. And Mlecha means meat eaters. Meat eaters increase so much at the end of the Kali Yuga. Now also it is in Prabhupada writes in one of the, tells in one of the class, previously the Babus, Jamindars, they never touched meat. So even if they want to eat meat, they cook secretly in their horse stable and they go there and secretly eat. They never eat in the home. And even if the lower caste people, when they want to eat meat, they go to the Kali Ghat, they purchase one goat and they eat there only and come home. No one used to eat meat in the homes. So, but now everywhere it is spreading. So at the end, almost everyone becomes meat eaters and they can't understand any spiritual instruction. So that's why Kalki will come and by killing, he will do a mercy. His protection and killing both are showing mercy only. So that is how Kalki will give the this. So, but we need to see the Kalki will come. Here it is mentioned 4,27,000 years afterwards. But now also there are many people who are claiming themselves as Kalki. So there is one person in South India, V.K. Naidu, Mr. V.K. Naidu. So he was LIC agent before. And suddenly he told, "I am Kalki avatar." And he predicted that 2012 is the end of Kali Yuga and Satya Yuga will begin from now onward. So many Bollywood people, they are also the disciples of this particular Kalki avatar. So, but when the prediction did not happen, many of them actually left because 2012 came, there is no much change. In fact, smartphones increased. So nowhere is Satya Yuga. They did not understand. Many of them left. Of course, we such kind of avatars, they may be also doing something good. Definitely, they may be keeping the people in the Vedic cultural fold, like they may be teaching the vegetarianism, deity worship. Otherwise, and they may be doing the social service also, which is very highly appreciable, because otherwise, if they convert to Abrahamic religions, they actually turn away from the Vedic fold. They no longer practice vegetarianism and they turn against deity worship. So in that sense, these kind of avatars also doing some service, definitely. But at the same time, some of them may indulge in some scams or scandals. Then the people lose faith. So innocent people should be very careful before keeping their faith in someone. This is one person, and there is another person, Baha'u'llah. So he is also a person who started the Baha'i faith. So he also, in his writings, he mentions that I am actually who predicted Kalki. So there is a huge lotus temple in the Delhi belonging to this particular. Another Pakistani person, he also claimed himself as the Kalki avatar. In that way, so many people already told that Kalki already came. But actually, as per scripture, Kalki will come after 427,000 years. The reason for all this is because there is a prediction in their religions also. Some prophet will come in the future. So that's why this is the problem of the one tradition trying to penetrate into another tradition. So they have that challenge. So now they try to understand what is the thought process of this particular tradition. Oh, they believe in the Kalki. Okay, we'll use that as the weakness point. Oh, that Kalki is nothing but our messenger of God who will come in the... Our messenger of God came 2000 years back. Now he will come again. So that Kalki is nothing but him only. So please worship him now, from now onwards. So in that way they start writing Upanishads on their messenger of God, and the Sahasranamas on their messenger of God. And another Abrahamic religion people, whose messenger of God came 1300 years back, they also accept, yes, your messenger of God will come after some time, but when he comes, he will glorify our messenger of God. So that is why the purpose for which he will come. So in this way, there is always the people of various religion trying to penetrate into each religion using the predictions given in the scriptures. But at the same time, if we see the academicians, they feel that actually Kalki is not so much mentioned in the Puranas. So Kalki is actually derived from the previously, it was not there only in the Vedic culture, Kalki prediction. Later on, they added by seeing the Jewish tradition and Christianity. That is how they derived. So, because whatever they say, the academicians, there is one person, Michener, he said that the concept of Kali is borrowed from Jewish and Christian religions. So, whatever they say is the authority. We may say so many things, but in the academic circle, it has no value. So whatever they say, and the future scholars will also refer their books only. So that is how, because they are building the this. But we can understand from the scriptures that we cannot understand the Lord by using our speculation. That is what the greatest academician Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. So when Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, just by taking the darshan of Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately fainted. So then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. At that time, the Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, they came to Jagannath temple, and there they heard people are discussing. One sannyasi came, he fainted, and he is in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya now. So immediately, at that time, Gopinath Acharya came. And Gopijanath Acharya already acquainted with the Mukunda Datta. So he asked, okay, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Finally, they all went to the home of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And after Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness, there he saw actually Suddipta Sattvika Bhavas in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very astonished how these bhavas are there in the body of sannyasi, because they are actually not found in any ordinary person. So when he was there thinking like that, and later on he asks, who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In previous ashram, he tells actually he is the son of Jagannath Mishra Purandara, and he is also grandson of the Nilambara Chakravarti. So Sarabhaum Bhattacharya tells, oh, Nilambara Chakravarti, he is actually classmate of my father Maheshwar Visharada. So it means I know him very, I am feeling so much affectionate to him. And Mahaprabhu also tells, I am actually young sannyasi, you are teaching Vedanta, please protect me in all respects. So then there is a conversation between Gopinath Acharya and Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. Gopinath Acharya asks, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya asks, so he is a Keshav Bharati, is his guru, means he is second class sannyasi. So I will make him first class by again doing the initiation. So then Gopinath Acharya tells, he is actually Supreme Lord, he doesn't need your initiation. Then he becomes angry. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya tells, on what basis, and his disciples also tells, on what basis you are telling he is the Supreme Lord? So then Gopinath Acharya tells, actually without the mercy of the Lord you cannot understand only. You are only dry logician. You can't understand the Lord without the mercy of the Lord. Then Sarabhaum Bhattacharya tells, please speak attentively. Please speak cautiously. You are kind of chastising me. So please, on what basis you are telling that I don't receive the mercy of the Lord? So you are seeing the Sudipta Sattvika Bhavas in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still you are not accepting. So, but Lord is Triyugi. He appears only in three yugas. How can you say that he is the incarnation of the Lord? So then he tells, actually Lila Avataras, they don't appear in the Kali Yuga. And there are other scriptures, Mahabharata and Bhagavatam. So we need to refer those also. Based on that, we can accept. So then Sarabhaum Bhattacharya tells, okay, now please bring all of them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda and all, for lunch prasad. After that, you can continue your lecture. Like that, they have the sweet relationship between them. So, without receiving the mercy of the Lord, it is not at all possible to understand the who is avatar. So these people, the academicians, they may be thinking that Kalki is not existing only. He is just inserted in the recent. So we need to understand from scriptures what is an avatar. So avatar means actually there is no perfect English word. So that's why Prabhupada used the incarnation. Carnal pleasures means fleshy pleasures. Incarnation means coming into the flesh. So actual meaning is incarnation means, again, Lord is coming into the flesh. So that is how the meaning comes. But actually, if we see the Ishopanishad, Lord is Akayam. Akayam means unembodied. So we are all embodied. I am the soul inside, and there is a body outside. As soon as the soul leaves, the body will turn into dust. So, but the Lord is not like that, unembodied. So his body, soul, mind, there is no difference. So someone may say that, but actually you are personalist. So you are saying that he is Akayam. Akayam means there is no body, not embodied. But he may be formless also. So for that we need to see the next Asnaviram. He doesn't have the veins also. So means if we tell he doesn't have body, then what is the need to tell he doesn't have veins? If I say that this person don't have the house, then there is no need to tell there is no water pipeline or electricity in the house. But here it is mentioned Akayam and Asnaviram means he doesn't have body, Akayam, and doesn't have veins means actually he doesn't have a material form like us which has the veins. So that's why the avataras, they are eternally existing in the spiritual world. They will only come whenever there is need. They come directly. It is not that he is coming into existence. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Kalki avatar. They are eternally there in the spiritual world. Whenever the need, they come to the material world. So one more proof we can see from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna tells, I gave this knowledge to sun god so many millions of years ago. So then immediately Arjuna will get a doubt. He is very senior to you. How you gave this knowledge? You appeared along with me. For example, if I say in my meeting with Mahatma Gandhi, I discussed this Kalki avatar. So immediately you will ask, you took birth in 1980s, but Mahatma Gandhi left in 1940s. How you gave this knowledge? So similarly, Krishna, Arjuna also asked, how did you give this knowledge to sun god? So then next verse Krishna tells, actually we both passed so many lives, but I remember all of them, but you don't remember. What is the reason? Because we all change the bodies. Krishna doesn't change the body. So we forget things even in this life only. So for example, 2 days back, at 3:55 I was sitting in office and suddenly Rasagopal Prabhu called, Prabhu, your Vaikali Karati. So 3:55 I am supposed to enter altar, but I completely forgot and immediately I ran in the... So we forget about our past life, we forget the things of this life also. But Krishna doesn't forget because he never changes the body. So in that way, Krishna comes into the material world. Next word, Azopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishwarovisan Prakrutim Swam Avastabhya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. So I come to this material world using my own yoga maya. So I am not forced to come to the material world by karma. So we say we all came because of the karma. But the spiritual master or Krishna, they never appear because of karma. So we see in the Ramayana, when the Hanumanji jumped from this side to Lanka, just before entering the Lanka, the Simhika is there. Lankini is there. Lankini actually asks, Kastvam Vanalaya, like that she asks. Means you are the one who is roaming in the forest. What work you have here in this Lanka? Then he also tells, Katvam Virupanayana, who are you? Who has deformed eyes? Like that Hanumanji asked. So the Acharyas say, actually Vanalaya means, Guru is also called Vanalaya. Vana means Bhagavan, Alaya means who has taken shelter of Supreme Lord. You have taken shelter of Supreme Lord. What is the work for you in this body or in the material world? What are you doing here? And he is also telling, Khatvam Virupanayana means, actually the Lankini is false ego. I am the one, he tells, I am the guardian of this Lanka. So that is the false ego. As long as the false ego is very strong, Guru cannot enter the Guru's instruction will not enter into us. So that's why when Hanumanji, when he slapped Lankini, she immediately fell down. So then she tells, okay, please enter now. So when this Brahmaji already predicted, so you can enter now. But Hanumanji did not go through the, she opened the door and she told, please enter. But Hanumanji, as in the incarnation of monkey, he immediately jumps on a wall and from the wall he enters when all the door is open. So the Acharyas say that actually he is want to show he doesn't come the way we came. We all came through the door, that is through karma. But when Guru or Acharya Krishna comes, they jump the wall, means that is something unusual. So it is not by karma they are entering, but on their own will they are entering the material world. So in this way, the Lord happens, Lord appears, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, whenever the dharma declines, Lord appears. And whoever understand this, Divya Janma Karma Cheme Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvata Tektva Deha Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Sorjana. Whoever understands these divine pastimes of the Lord, they no need to take birth again in the material world. So that's why when Europeans, when they came to India, they find difficult to understand who is the God, what is their understanding of God. So they felt God means who punishes, one who steals. So when they came here, they heard that Krishna is stealing. So it is very difficult for them because it is the Krishna, that too, what he is stealing, butter. So for their understanding of butter means the yellow butter that comes in the packet, which we generally apply on the bread slices or apply on the pizza. So they did not, they felt we can't take it on as a meal. It is very tasteless, and even if he steals, God steals, out of all things, why butter? So when some of the yogis, they were also having such kind of conception. Our Raghuraj Prabhu, so he made the hand churned butter here, makkan. So he churned the curd and he made it, and he added kadi chakkar and he gave it to the yogis. So when they ate that, then they understood, oh, this is the, actually it is so delicious. Now we can understand why Krishna stole this butter. Otherwise, previously we are not able to understand only why he is stealing the butter. So we need to understand that all these pastimes are divine. And same thing happens to understand from scriptures about the avatar. Between Sanatana Goswami and Lord Chaitanya also there is a conversation where Lord Chaitanya tells there are four Yuga avataras, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali Yuga, and they come in white, red, black and yellow complexion. So in the Satya Yuga he comes with water pot and Rudraksha beads and he comes as a Brahmachari. And in the Treta Yuga he comes in reddish color, wearing the yajna spoon, ladle, etc. And in the Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appeared in the blackish form where all the devotees worship. And in the Kali Yuga, he will come in golden color and he introduces this Hare Krishna mantra. So that is how. Then Sanatana Goswami tells, I am actually insignificant person and low behaved. I can't understand who is avatar in the Kali Yuga. Can you please explain? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, just as you are understanding other incarnations based on scripture, Kali Yuga also we need to understand in the same way. So he tells, Avatara nahi kahe ami avatar, munisaba lai kare lakshana vichar. An actual incarnation of God never says, I am God. Avatara nahi kahe ami avatar. I am an incarnation of, I am God or I am incarnation of God. So the great sage Vyasadeva, knowing all, he has already recorded the characteristics of the avatars in the Shastras. So the great sage Vyasadeva already given. So we need to follow the whatever is given. So then he tells two characteristics are there. Akruti, Prakruti, Swarupa, they are Swarupa Lakshan. And Karya Dwara Jnana Yai, Tatastha Lakshan. So based on the bodily, the various things are there. Samudrika means how their body has various signs, and Prakruti by their nature and by their form, we can understand the Swarupa Lakshan. And Karya Dwara Jnana Yai, Tatastha Lakshan. So from their activities, we can understand the Tatastha Lakshan. So by seeing this bodily symptoms and their nature and their activities, we can understand the avatar. So this also we can see in the, after Hanumanji entered the Lanka, so Hanumanji, he goes and meets, sees Sita Devi in the Ashoka Vatika. So immediately he feels that, okay, should I, but the instruction given to him is just find out where is Sita. So he can go back and tell Ashoka Vatika she is there. But he felt that no, that is not the right service. I should actually go and speak to her. Let me console her before leaving. And also if Lord Ram asks what she is feeling, how can I tell without meeting her? So he goes and he meets he actually describes Ramayana, and by hearing that Sita Devi, he sees the on the tree, Hanumanji, and she still has doubt. So finally he asks, who are you? Are you Rajakanya or who actually? So she tells her own story, and finally she started crying. Hanumanji start going little near. Immediately she gets doubt, he may be Ravan again coming. So then after some time he tells, okay, if you are really agent of Ram, glorify Ram. Because Ravan cannot do it. Ravan, whatever, even for getting Sita Devi, he can never glorify Lord Ram. So you glorify the beauty of Lord Ram, then I will accept you. Then there Hanumanji tells, he has three stiff parts, three raised parts, even parts, three shining parts, and 10 parts of his body looks like lotus, and 3 parts appear copper color. So in that way, these are the Akruti, the Samudrikas, by which an avatar can be realized. So recently someone sent a WhatsApp message, which I can relate to myself. There one person is saying that he is speaking to his belly. So I need to tell you separately or what? So lockdown, I don't come out. this is not the raised part for avatar. Avatar is actually the things are given in for avatar, whatever the shastras. So we need to understand that Lord, he kills any, when Lord kills also, that is also a mercy, because whether a butcher knife or whatever the knife, when it comes to the paras money, it all turns into the gold. Similarly, whoever comes in contact with the Lord, they become purified. And one quality of the Lord is, in the 59th quality in N-word is, Hata Ari Gatidayaka. He is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. So in this way, Lord comes at the end of Kali Yuga. He kills everyone, but they all get benefited because they are in touch with the Lord. What happens when one comes in touch with the Lord? The Isopanishad says, Suddham Apapa Vidham. He is antiseptic and prophylactic. Antiseptic means already disease there that will be removed. So when someone goes in touch with the Lord, all the anardas will be removed, and prophylactic, the future sins also will not, it is like a preventive. Some of the people are taking the COVID shield vaccine, so that corona will not enter the body. So similarly, we should also take this, Hare Prabhupada mentioned the various places. One place he mentioned the Prasad as the vaccine, another place as Hare Krishna mantra as the vaccine. So we need to take this another vaccine, so that we will not be immune to the anardas. And the age limit is, there is no 18 to 45 or something. Above 5 years, everyone can take this vaccine, because Kaumaram Acharya Prajna Dharman Bhagavataniha. So everyone can take above 5 years. And also follow some Madan Gopal Prabhu is telling, take light food. So we should also, to get free from this anardas, atyahara should be avoided, means collecting more things than required, and good night sleep. So here also prayas should not be so much that we can't do our basic sadhana. And also wearing mask is important. So wearing mask is, otherwise without wearing mask we spread our disease to others. So that is the prajalpa. So criticizing and fault finding in the other people. So by that what happens? Lord will remove his mercy and we get attracted to our bad habits. And another mask is 2 years also, not to hear the criticism and fault finding. Of course I am not wearing both the masks. That's why I got infected. I will pray that if you all give blessings, I will try to wear the mask. And the Niyamagraha, so not mask is here, not in the chin. So similarly, mechanically doing the bhakti should be avoided. And the Janasangha means social distancing. So social distance from the non-devotees. So the 6 feet distance is actually the 6 loving exchanges should not be done with the non-devotees, especially the Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. So because that is the most dangerous thing, Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati, especially through social media, social distancing is difficult. As soon as we open, every day some unknown people we are doing the Guhyama Keti Pruchati with us. We don't know who is that person also. So, in this way, we need to take this vaccine, and Lord is very merciful in this Kali Yuga, and we have seen even His punishment is also is mercy and also is purity. So one man may be merciful. So that's why Madhruk Prapanna Pasupasya Vimokshanaya Muktaya Bhuri Karunaya Namolayaya. So I have neglected you all these years, but please show mercy to me, because your mercy will never end. Alayaya. So someone may be merciful, but he may not be powerful. But Lord is both merciful and powerful. So in this way, from Lord's side, even in the Kali Yuga, when the whole population is rejecting Him, still He wants to come and protect all the population. From Lord's side, He is always ready. From our side also, we should also have mumukshutvam, like the Sita Devi. Sita Devi, in the Lanka, there are Ravana kidnapped so many girls. Rajakanyas, Rishikanyas, Devakanyas. After some time, they all got adjusted with accommodative spirit. What can be done now? He brought us here. So our parents can't take us back, and let us live happily here only. So that is how they got adjusted. But Sita Devi is teaching us how one who want to go back to the Lord, how he should behave. She did not, although so many temptations, Ravana is the mind and Sita Devi is the living entity. Although so many temptations given by the mind, so she never accepted. So in that way, from living entity side, mumukshatvam, desire for liberation. And from Lord's side, Lord is always ready to accept the living entity. So I try to share some of the points by collecting here and there some points. These are not my realizations. So if you give blessings, I will try to aspire to follow some of them. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Okay. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.